An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
That tells you sex with Kim is just going to be an endurance race. 2 whole seconds.
Ooh-wee. I think I'm a little short for this.
Hello?
Reach your neck up there.
Ridiculous.
Hi, guys.
I swear, I think Kim's so used to someone having the hand on the back of her head. That's what we're going to have to do to direct her to the mic every
Listen. You get that. Listen.
Oh, you guys are so funny. Kim picked me up some coffee. It's decaf, but...
It's decaf?
Yeah. Sugar-free decaf. No flavor.
Mm. I saw she has Candyland on your cup. Is that from... Scooters.
Yeah, yeah, they have a nice little game. I played it.
Cute.
I used to love Candyland. Every time we'd go to Grandma Waters, that's the game I'd make you and our other male cousin play.
I don't remember any other game she had, but I know that she had a closet full of games, but the only game we ever played was Candyland.
And Twister sometimes.
Twister?
Yeah, we did play Twister. I do remember Twister. Our Grandma Waters, I don't know if you've ever heard this story, Kim.
Probably not.
She I'm still had, trying to get comfortable. Like, such a bizarre... Well, it's going to take the entire episode, probably into the next one. But she had the weirdest scenario happen to her. She was showering one day. Oh, no, no. But before that, so it kind of all started, and we don't know if this is, like, how it started, but, like, in all of our minds, this is when this whole weird thing started happening. She had stepped on a nail, and it hurt her foot, you know, whatever. And she was having pain with her foot for, I don't know, a week or so. And one day she got up to go take a shower. She gets in the shower and...
While visiting her sister in Florida.
Well, yeah, she had gone to go visit her sister. And somehow...
People in Florida.
Yeah. And so somehow she fell and hit her head in the bathtub.
Your grandma?
Yeah.
Our Grandma Waters.
Oh, your Grandma Waters.
Our dad's mother. Yes.
We had 2 grandmas.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, you know how some people have 2.
I'm so used to you guys talking about grandma, you know.
Right now.
We were blessed with 2 great grandmas.
Oh, yeah. Grandma Waters was so good. She had such bad anxiety, though. It was kind of funny. But anyway, to finish my story, look, let's just get sidetracked.
We get sidetracked all the time.
So she fell in the bathtub, hit her head, and she went into a coma.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was in that coma up until she had died. But, like, the coma, she was in it for, I don't know, a long time.
She came out of the coma, but she had mentally regressed. Mm-hmm. So, like, she was nonverbal. She didn't have a feeding tube, so she could, like, swallow foods, mm-hmm. but she could still, like, you know, you could put food in her mouth for her, but she wasn't.
But she didn't know who was who or anything like that.
No person, place, or awareness of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, but she could talk. I mean,
I said, anytime I get a weird pain in the shower, don't think I don't get it. Her anxiety has trickled down the genetics.
So Josh now has probably a chair in his shower. Anytime he showers, he's like, I'm just going to sit here.
Oh, wait. How long was she in the coma?
Several years.
Yeah.
She
was in it for a long time. Yeah.
I remember.
Wow.
And she was in that nursing home that's across from the park that we go to sometimes in Muncie.
Yeah.
The one where the...
right on the corner there.
Yeah. Okay, where the teenagers were killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, no. Is it north side? Is that north side?
It's in the middle of Muncie. Somewhere. It's like in the center of
By
Muncie.
The river.
Yeah, I know Tilson. Where it's at, but I'm thinking that it's called Northside Park, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
which I probably am, but it's okay.
Probably.
Yeah, anytime I'm cold when it's in the middle of summer, mm-hmm. I think of her because she'd be at her cousin's t-ball practice and in the middle of June, right. July, and she'd have over.
Uh-huh. It's cold. It's cold.
Never forget the every time I go to Subway, I still will not order a cold cut combo.
No. It was supposed to be a 12-inch cold cut combo, but my grandma always gets so nervous when she would order food. So she
had never been to Subway.
That day, she tried to get my aunt, who was with us, to order for her. But my aunt was like, no, mom, you can get it. Like, you know, just trying to get her out of her comfort zone.
This is going to be years of gold storytelling.
Right? And so my grandma just, you know, just kept repeating in her mind what she wanted. That way she could just spit it out to the lady.
God, I am her.
So the lady came over there. She's like, what can I get you, ma'am? I'll take a 12-inch cold cock.
Cold cock.
Cold cock.
That's about like my 8-inch steak.
I know. Your 8-inch
instead of my 8-ounce steak.
Her and I, if she were still alive, we'd get along. So don't worry, Grandma, we're going to go to this restaurant, but I got the menu pulled up here.
Yeah.
I never realized I was so much like her.
She would have thrived during COVID. The idea that she wouldn't have to go anywhere and everything would come to her.
Mm.
She was the mall walk-in type of just nervous, hair in a beehive.
Yeah, but this was also the grandma who had this like very eerie sense of when bad things were about to happen.
Yes.
Like she had like foresaw, or whatever you want to call it, my dad's accident.
Really?
And so that's why that day she took his car keys, because she was so convinced that he was going to get hurt that day. So he was not supposed to leave the house. She took his car keys. And that night, he ended up sneaking out and taking my Uncle Lynn's car. So he grabbed his car keys and left with it. And that's when he had gotten hit by the drunk driver. Mm. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
My ex-husband's mom, she was kind of like that too. She foreseen things. And this is the woman that's very, very religious. You know, she never wore jeans, never cut her hair, you know, never watched TV. But yeah, I can remember her telling me it was especially with babies. She always knew what the gender of the baby was in the family before anybody else knew, before we actually found out what the gender was. It was really weird.
I technically do that, except I know that it's going to be the opposite of what I wish for.
Okay.
But so far, that has been 100%. Spot on. So now when someone's pregnant, I'm like, oh, I hope it's a girl.
It's a boy.
Literally no one I know has had a girl. Because every single time I'm like, oh, I'm not a girl. Please let it be a girl. We don't need no more boys. And it's no one I know has it. And they have the cutest clothes to buy. You know, it's.
Well, I have a cute little niece. I do have a girl.
She's going to be so tiny because of parents.
She is so itty bitty. And I'm her favorite.
She's a cutie.
Of course you are.
I don't understand why.
Kids, like, even when my...
He's not my favorite.
When my godson was a baby, I'd never met Shane a day in his life. And the first time he came over to their apartment, like, he wanted you to hold him the whole time.
I was just like, okay. Like, I hadn't been around kids.
My uncle was the same thing. All of the babies loved him. Well, then there was one baby that would have nothing to do with him. Every time he tried to hold that baby, it screamed. And he took it hard because all babies loved him. Mm-hmm. And he kept trying and trying to get the kid to like him. And that's horrible.
Some
did.
Kids are just assholes. There's no way.
I don't even remember what baby it was now. But
most babies, they're sweet, innocent little angels. You know, not a thing could they ever do wrong.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're like, that kid's a prick.
Uh-huh. The devil is inside of him.
Mm-hmm. You start like thinking up like, how can I cut ties with them, with his parents? Because I don't even want to see what this is going to be like as a teenager.
Right.
No, he's a dick at two. No.
So talking about our grandmothers, I created this little cute little thing in honor of our grandma Foster, the grandma
maternal grandmother.
So I call this Barbara's Flap Doodle Fest.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'm not the piss out of you.
That's exactly
that was Grandma channeling through.
Yes. Yeah. So these are words that some people use, and most people don't know what they mean. So our grandma would use these sometimes in phrases, you know. That
Willy Whacker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So these are phrases that most people just won't know, but I can just see and hear our grandma say some of these.
We'll see how much of these I know, because yeah. I was
so I have, you know, five of them for us.
Grandparents.
Too. All right. So the first one is snollygoster.
Snollygoster.
What is a snollygoster? What's your best guess?
Good Lord. A nose.
Charles thinks
somebody
that
acts like a snot.
An overly perfumed church stank vagina. You know, when that...
She's right here, Josh.
When that lady's restroom door opens at church and you
oh,
walk by and
oh, I know what you're
like,
talking about.
Oh!
Fish and flowers. Oh, weird.
All right, so a snollygoster is... what did you say, Kim?
Somebody that's a snot.
What do you mean by that?
Big old nose.
Like a...
Somebody that's a snot that's... Oh my gosh, I don't...
Look, she's just like someone who's a snot.
When a girl looks like her daddy in a wig.
No, they're kind of a jerk.
Okay, so a snollygoster is a shrewd, unprincipled person.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's close.
Oh, that woman over there is a snollygoster. Oh, yes. She's been with that man and they're not married.
So it's more stuck up than...
Yeah, I would say that.
She hath come to the bowl without a chaperone.
He'd been watching way too much Bridgerton.
All right, so the second word is a mollycoddle.
Oh, I know. That's like spoiling, like I mollycoddle.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. To treat someone very indulgently or protectively.
Like, this country mollycoddles the Christian church.
There you go. All right. So for the third one is a balderdash.
Oh, I've heard of that. Balderdash.
Oh, balderdash.
Never mind.
I'll try to use it in a sentence for you. Oh, that's balderdash.
Oh, shit.
It's rubbish.
It is. Yeah, it's nonsense.
Rubbish.
That is balderdash. All right. The fourth one is ballyhoo, which makes me think of that song. You know what I'm talking about?
It makes me think of a sailor.
Makes it like a tally-ho!
That's what I'm thinking. Tally-ho! Okay.
It makes me think of a sailor.
A sailor? She thinks it's a sailor.
Slut.
You think it's a slut?
No. The only thing that's been underneath more sailors than Kim is a nautical toilet.
All right.
I can count on one hand. Thank you very much. Can you do that, Josh?
No.
Yeah, he can. Look. One,
the first
two,
group,
three,
the
four,
second
five,
group.
Six. You just have to turn your hand over, Josh, and just keep turning your hand.
Shore leave number eight.
Right. All right, so I'll use ballyhoo in a sentence.
Okay.
Oh, don't make a ballyhoo of it.
Oh, a scene, mm-hmm. A commotion.
An extravagant publicity or a fuss.
Don't be so ballyhoo.
All right, so the fifth one, possibly my favorite word of all of these, is a fuddy-duddy.
Oh.
A wet blanket.
A wet blanket?
Mm-hmm. Somebody that's a wet blanket.
Yeah, someone that's like...
Heavy won't get off of you? I don't know what a heavy blanket means.
It sounds like another term for homo, a little fuddy-duddy.
No. Little fuddy-duddy. No, our grandma would be like...
He likes the little fuddy-duddy.
She did this little thing with a piggy if she thought someone was gay.
I think he's...
That's exactly what she had to
do. A fuddy-duddy is... I don't know how else to describe it other than a wet blanket.
Somebody that doesn't want to do anything. Do you think he's a little... Well, Grandma, I hope he's more...
Do you think that she was talking about, like, he drank his tea with his pinky?
That's kind of where...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's all I could ever come up with.
It's just a habit of mine, like how my bone structure is. Whenever I drink anything, my pinky goes up, and she would always get a, put that pinky down. She fought tooth and nail. She tried.
It's kind of like, well, if your pinky gives up too much, Josh, you're going to go queer.
I got a lot of the two things I got most from Grandma was, put that pinky down. Quit sticking your tits out. And
all back to the word fuddy-duddy.
Fuddy-duddy, yeah. That was a real fuddy-duddy of a conversation.
It was. It is an, it's a person who is old-fashioned or fussy. Mm. Oh, he's a fuddy-duddy.
Oh,
a fuddy-duddy. It's a fun word, I think.
I would say I'm a little fuddy-duddy.
What was it that your grandma used to call a male member?
Willy Whacker.
A Willy Whacker.
My grandma called it a whippoorbill.
A whippoorbill.
A whippoorbill. Mm-hmm.
That's stupid, Kim. That makes no sense.
I mean, then she called it a tallywhacker at points, too, but her biggest go-to was a whippoorbill. And I have no idea where that even came from. I've never, ever heard anybody else say
it. She was real worked up. She'd say, pecker. Which I think is just some pecker and twat are the funniest. If anybody says those, I just bust out laughing.
Yeah, me too.
If a man were, you like that pecker, I'd have to excuse myself and leave. I'd walk out the door laughing.
Hey, I have some great news.
Doubt it.
I went to the whisker biscuit doctor yesterday, and I'm still cancer-free.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I guess we're going to hang another 6 months.
The doctor is clean still in a coma, but we're hopeful.
I really like her.
Thoughts and prayers.
She's Oriental. She's so cute.
We don't say that, Kim. Oriental is for rice and for food.
How many times do we have to tell you, Kim, you're going to get us canceled?
Asian.
You're going to get us canceled, Oriental. No, but I remember, so like, one of our good friends and fellow podcasters is Jess from the Asian Madness podcast.
Who? I'm just kidding.
I know. Who is this woman? Anyway, so I remember at one of the CrimeCon events, that's when she had told all of us white people that Oriental is not an appropriate term. It's a racist term. And I was like, okay. Well, it happened to be the CrimeCon that was in Austin, Texas.
I wasn't at that one.
Well, aren't you just sour, Kim?
I am very.
Anyway, Josh. So I was leaving for the airport. I got to the airport waiting for my flight. I sit down and I look over and there is an Asian restaurant and it is called the Oriental. And I was like, they must not know that's racist.
So
I took a picture of it and I was like, look at this. And she's like, I can't believe that they're getting away with that. I was like, I feel like I should go up there and be like, you know, that's a racist name you got up there, right? But then the people who are working it were Asian, so I feel like I didn't have any room to.
Right.
In my defense.
A white, straight man.
That offends me.
How dare you?
In my defense, I was going to say Asian. However, I panicked and come out of my mouth first. So
if you look on my phone, Jess is not Jess in my phone. It is, but I know her last name now. But when I first meet a podcaster, you know, they introduce, hey, I'm Shane. I'm from Foul Play. And so if I met myself, I would put you in my phone as Shane Foul Play. When I met Jess, it was Jess Asian. One day we were all hanging out at one of these podcast events and Jess had sent a group message and she happened to see it pop up on my phone and she goes, you have my name as Jess Asian? That is so racist. And I was like, I know it looks bad. But let me explain.
You should see my brother, gay.
Right, right. I was like, Tyler is Madness, because Minds of Madness. And Justin, the time, was Gen Y. It was Justin Gen Y. So I was just like, whenever I meet a podcaster, I don't remember everyone's last names.
Right.
And if I saw it come up on my phone, like, Justin Evans. Now I know who that is. When first met him, I would have no idea who that is.
I do the same with the daddies.
Oh my gosh, we're sitting here talking about different podcasts and podcasters, and now I cannot wait for CrimeCon to come next year. I miss our people. I love it when we're all able to get together. We have so much fun.
But this year, or next year, I guess it is, we could take my new vehicle.
Is it in the spring this year?
It's in the fall next year.
Okay. Yeah, fall.
I thought we were going to have to fly.
Oh, yeah. It is far, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where is
it? It's in Denver.
Oh, yeah, that is right. Well, I've driven to Denver before.
Well, I know, but you'll still be in school.
Well, that's true. We'll play it by ear. What did you think of the truck when you came here, Kim? What was your first thought as you pulled up next to it?
It's pretty.
It's pretty. What did you think, Kim? So we're talking about a Cybertruck.
You know exactly what I thought.
You really think it's just ugly?
It is the ugliest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. I think they are so ugly.
I think that is so cool.
I think it's cool looking. It's shiny. I love the shiny.
And it's like the doors are so heavy. It just feels like an armored, like army vehicle.
Yeah, it looks like a military space.
Tank.
It's big inside. So comfortable.
It could be because I just love the other one so much, the Mystery Machine.
Mm. Oh yeah, and I still have it. Yeah, everyone, don't freak out.
Yeah, don't freak out. We still have it.
We still have the Mystery Machine,
which there's talks about maybe making a second Mystery Machine, but we'll see what happens.
We'll find out.
But I think it's just because I love the Mystery Machine so much. Mm. I really liked it. It wasn't too big. It wasn't too small. It was just the right size. Had a lot of storage space in it. And that's the one that I like. And
it's the boyfriend of cars.
I think
so. You're comparing it. You're comparing my Mystery Machine Tesla Model X to my truck. And that's why you think the truck is ugly.
I just think they're ugly. I don't.
It has nothing to do with the X.
I just think they're ugly. See, when you first got the X, I was like, but it did grow on me after a while.
Oh, okay.
But I've never been able.
After
they've been out
all over.
Right.
The trucks have been out for how long? How long have the trucks
not
been
long.
Out? But I know when we started seeing pictures and stuff, I was like, God, that's so ugly. And I've never been able to get past that.
Now, see, I thought in the pictures, I was like, you know, I don't absolutely love it. It's cool, I thought. And then when I got it, I mean, I just think it's so cool now. I absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'll recognize you when you're driving through town.
Like you didn't before, Josh, in the Mystery Machine Tesla.
And I tell everybody that all the people that I work with and stuff, if you ever see a Mystery Machine Tesla if you look in it in Muncie, it's a good bet that I'm probably in there.
Right.
And now that's just out the window.
She's in there hooking.
I still have it, Kim. I feel like we're at a funeral. Good Lord.
Yeah, but I know.
Never forget the day.
No, she was like talking about it like it's no longer here.
No.
Literally. It's in my garage.
I just know you.
You know, old people, they get sentimental.
They do. And they don't like change.
Everything. Yeah.
No type of change. So I want to also tell you guys that I have found two annoyances this week that I wanted to share with you.
Oh, no.
The president.
Oh, that upset us, Josh?
It honestly hasn't fazed me. Like, in my head, I'm like,
well, you know,
this
Josh,
isn't real.
There are different stages of grief.
That's what I think
and
it
I
is.
I think that you are
I haven't
one of those
hit
stages.
Acceptance yet.
Yeah. It's like, well, still have to go through anger and all the other ones.
So far, it's just been dead numbness.
Yeah.
There you go.
Waiting for the camp truck to come get me.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, and I'm going to try not to laugh at this, and if I do, it's not laughing because of the story. It's laughing at the situation because of how much work someone would have had to have gone into. Just want to preference that. I don't want to get canceled. Okay. So I learned yesterday. I'm sure you both have heard about this, but I was shocked. Are you ready?
I'm waiting. Shocked. Would you hurry up?
So did you hear about all of these African-American or Black people, whichever one people like to be called, all of these Black people had gotten text messages?
Yes.
And
you need a report to the plantation.
Yes.
You've been assigned to plantation XYZ. The bus will be at your house.
They
pick you up. Yes. You're in group XXX.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, can you imagine
my God,
the work that they had to put into?
And it's all over the country, like even the FBI's investigating it.
Yeah, like it's the work horrible. That people would have had to have gone into. But like, I'm thinking through this process, you know, I can't relate to a Black person, of course, but I'm just thinking, I'm just working through the day, you know, I'm at work doing whatever, I don't know.
Right, and getting something like that.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I get a text message and I'm thinking, oh, what's this message? And then I look at it and it says all that bullcrap.
What the?
Like, can you imagine, like, the
grandma'd be packing her bags? You know, someone of, you know, older.
I'm sure there was people that were that, you know, upset. I would have, if I was at work,
oh
I would
God.
Go home.
I would be so mad.
I would be so mad.
Oh, yeah.
So mad.
I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
Is this real? Like, you just never
you
know.
You never know,
right?
Yeah.
I work with a lady that is German. She came from Germany. She's lived in the States for 20 probably plus years. And she is married to an American and they had children. And the day after, her daughter called her just as we were getting to work and just bawling and crying and upset because she was so scared. Mm. And I just felt horrible. What do you tell people?
Are you talking about after the voting, after the president?
After the election.
Good God, Kim. What? You just can't tell a damn story.
Why is some German white lady afraid of some black people getting to
vote? Oh, my gosh.
that happened after the election.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what the hell you were talking about.
Lord. I'm like, is this some rare black German person?
I'm like, did they get a text saying you need to report to the nearest, I don't know what that German festival is, Oktoberfest or whatever? I don't know. I was just waiting for the point of your damn story, Cameron. And I thought, is she talking about after the election? Good Lord. Okay. All of this to go back to my two annoyances. All right. So my first one deals with all this bullcrap of these text messages. So I am just so annoyed at all of these spam calls
that we've been getting. 10 a day.
Me too.
At least.
And you know, it feels like all of a sudden it just hit like this boom, plateau.
Holiday season.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, all of these phone calls showing up as unknown numbers or from your area or
I got one from Russia the other day.
Jesus.
And I'm like,
Putin no means no.
I'm like, I don't know anybody in Russia.
I ain't Putin this cat up on you anymore. I told you.
But what also is annoying the crap out of me is these spam text messages.
Yeah, I just got one this morning right when I got here. Yeah. You've got a postage.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I get those all the time.
Yeah, and that's so dangerous because those things will change your address to be delivered somewhere else.
Copy and paste the link. I'm like, no, if it was real, I'd be able to click the link.
Yeah. Right here. Mm-hmm. And another one is spam emails.
Oh, yeah.
These companies need to back the F off because I can't spam these emails quick enough.
Yeah.
You know, gets so damn annoying.
You know how I am when it comes to notifications on my phone.
Oh.
I hate notifications on my phone.
Yeah, me too.
And I have probably 800 emails right now just because I haven't had time to go through.
I'd have a panic attack. I would delete that email, make a new one.
I keep getting one. That's what I would do. But it's in Japanese, so I can't read it. But it's one of my, like, my first Apple ID that I don't use anymore. Yeah. Is someone hacked it? I had to, figure out how to log back in and change the password because I kept getting Japanese email that's like 21 yen has been. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
and it doesn't really matter if you go in and unfollow them or unsubscribe to them or whatever because that'll last for a week. But you'll just get
everything you sign up for. Any app where it's like enter your information, like everything that you agree to is like, we will sell your information at third party.
I'm or like, the company gets hacked and then all of your information ends up on the black web. And then that's how they had gotten my email address and my password to one of my emails. And then I had the same scenario. They were logging in from, I can't remember what Asian country, maybe the Philippines, I don't know. But I just got the notification one day that, you've just logged in from the Philippines. And I was like, I in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Germany, we did get a package in our PO box.
I'm so excited.
From Germany.
I want to know what it is.
Before we open that, I have one more annoyance as you prepare this package from Germany. I am so angry at coffee prices.
Oh, yeah.
Like this coffee that I'm drinking right here was $7.50.
They know we'll do it.
Mm-hmm. I know. But the thing is, I mean, the coffee, it has caffeine in it. We become addicted to it. But in what world would that be $7.50? They probably spent 2 cents making this damn coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And they charge them $7.50. And then my absolute favorite, and I know I've mentioned this annoyance many times on this show.
When you go and
God
drive.
God the wheel. No, but after you pay the $7.50, they're
would
like, how much
tip?
Of a tip would you like? 20%? 25%?
You want to tip $3? We literally just poured stuff in a cup.
No kidding. And like, if you put 25%, suddenly your coffee's $10. I'd rather lick a butthole. They pay $10 for a coffee.
Well, why can't it be both? Now, that's how you get
I don't buy
me
coffee.
Up in the morning. Here's a nice coffee and a little
it's like robbery.
I don't buy coffee very often. If I have it, I make it. But on occasion, I do like to have me a good coffee. And I love 7 Brew.
Coffee is one of those things that as climate change goes, becomes worse. It'll not be as readily available because the coffee bean can only grow so many miles from the equator. Past that, it's, you know, too cold or not humid enough, whatever. And it's not like, you know, you can't have a giant indoor coffee grove.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like that's not sustainable. So, you know, as the world heats up, the mileage from the equator that they can grow will shorten and shorten. So
it's funny to coffee will go up.
It'll be the elite. We'll have to eat that Kopi Luwak.
The stuff from Butthole?
The shit coffee.
Yeah. Where they like secrete it from a beaver's anus.
No, it's the world's most expensive coffee. And it looks kind of like a house cat mixed with a lemur. It's like one of those type of little, like a shrew critter. And it eats the green coffee beans and it shits them out. And people go and harvest it, clean it up, and grind it. And it's the world's most expensive coffee. It's called Kopi Luwak. And I've looked it up, and it's not like, you know, its poop is not like ours. It's not like they're picking through, you know, brown wasteland. It comes out in like, it looks like a big old bean of all things, like a little pod of coffee beans. And some poor person's job out there every day, 5 days a week, is to go pick coffee beans out of poop. Make it into coffee.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. Last night I was scrolling through Facebook and there was a stupid funny thing, you know, that you see every once in a while. And it says, "Do you need a job?" And it's a man standing behind an elephant holding a great big basket while it poops in the basket.
Oh my God.
I was laughing so hard. I might have sent it to that friend of ours.
All right, Josh, the package from Germany.
Kopi Luwak. I know. But we'll try it. This is from Lara Thiel from Germany. I'm not going to say where, and I don't think I could if I tried. That's a...
Call you Josh?
Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Or Shane's going to try it.
Mm-hmm. Witzerhausen. Witzerhausen.
Witzerhausen.
Witzerhausen.
Witzerhausen. Sorry, that I know that it's more of a Rosen Island shady find.
No, not Shady Pines. Joshua Waters.
Having a brain fart. Where's St. Olaf?
St. Olaf.
Go.
Yeah, he said.
You forgot Shady to put me on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's goodies.
Like candy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we have a...
Oh, cool.
Ooh, it's a little bag.
Oh, read it. It's a German. It's a German...
Bei Kirsten werden von deinen Kindern aus den Kindergarten rund um Witzenhausen gestaltet.
All right.
Wiesenfer.
I'll send a picture of Josh, it.
You sound like you're speaking Norwegian somewhere.
I'll send a picture of it to my...
Anybody Germans just...
German.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you just were like, I love straight women.
There's a magnet.
That's cool.
And it must be from their town. Yeah, it looks like the same name as their town.
Yeah. Ooh. Even the candy is from there. This must all be from
is that gummy worms?
Oh, it's a cherries. I like a little...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. A little squishy like cherries. Oh, my God, John.
I'm going to have to go to this town.
Now, you and Kim are going to fight over that, because...
Oh, and playing cards with a fairy tale theme. Oh, and Germany's were all the good fairy tales, although they were a lot darker than... Good God.
Right.
How fun is that?
That is so cute.
Oh, and some Duich.
Is it chocolate?
Lass uns Pan schmecken. Hazelnut wafer, probably like a Kit Kat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a beaver butthole
but
chocolate.
But better, made with good chocolate.
Right.
We got a card.
There's a note on the back. There you go.
A postcard for us to use.
How cool.
Blumage Grube. Oh.
Does that say eat my ass?
Oh, and seeds.
Oh, cool. That's cute.
I work in the gardening seed business. If you feel like growing plants, these are edible. Also, the illustration is hand-drawn.
Oh, cool. So cute.
Winter postelline.
Oh, you have to plant those.
They're so cool looking. They look like a peperomia.
Oh, well, show us, Josh. Yeah. Look at him just lurking, not showing at the camera or us or nothing. Oh, wow, that's cute.
Huh.
That's unique. Fun.
That looks cute.
Yeah, we got a little... cards, and we got candy. When I saw the box, I was like, ooh, it's German. Please let there be candy.
I love chocolate and stuff from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
it's
much
not
better.
As sweet. Yeah.
I only have a little. Oh, it looks like such a pretty village.
Oh, it is.
Ooh, the lady who owns the German bakery in the town next to us just got back from visiting Germany for like 2 months, and I've just the pictures. She'd be like, oh, just having morning coffee with the mayor of my hometown and just a lovely mountainous view and gorgeous. Dear Kim, dear Shane, dear Josh, thank you all for the work you do. Sometimes all you need is a podcast that transfers the feeling that you are hanging out with friends.
I thought that said hoes from over here. Hanging out with hoes. I was like,
hooking.
It's a hooking.
I already mentioned in an email to Shane our beautiful and cute little joke town, Witzenhausen. Just know that it's always worth a Urlaub, a visit. Mm. I'm guessing.
Yeah,
and probably. It's spelled with a sticker too. I love that. Joketown is known for its cherries, so cherry blossom is the thing here. Looks anyway, cute. You're always welcome. Be nice to Kim. Take care and
thank
much
you.
Love. Laura, Lara, and Barak.
Thank you so
much.
I
love
much.
Cherries. We're going to have to go to this
and
town.
You notice who she put first on that, right? The one that's the most important on the show.
I think she felt
me.
Sorry
alphabetical
for you.
Order.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, no, I'd be first. Mommy, I'd be before Shane.
It's okay, Josh. Our so grandma cool. had an eighth grade education. You
I'll
can
take
get,
a picture
get
of
that.
They go age to beauty on here again.
Uh-huh. Right, whatever.
And we have a 6-star review.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Look at that.
That's so shiny. Better than 5.
That is
so excited.
Cute.
Want to try this chocolate. I love hazelnut.
Oh, here. I want to try one of the little gummies.
As long as it's not coffee.
Today's Josh's mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Kim's is next week.
Yep.
Gonna try us a little.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you want one, Kim?
I'll make
yes,
sure it
I
wasn't
do.
Sour.
Oh my gosh, they are cherries.
Mmm.
Here you go, Kim.
Take it.
So big.
Calm down, gosh. These are really good.
Mmm.
Tastes like actual fruit, not just sugar.
Mmm.
And red dye number 40.
Those are good.
Delicious.
Yeah, I can't read anything on the back because it's all in German.
I'll send pictures to my friend from work, Heike.
It has their telephone number.
Translate it for us.
It has the telephone number of the company, evidently. Let's just call them. Hi, this is Shane from Wabash, Indiana. I just want to say I like your candy.
Delicious.
That is so good.
I'll have to go there and learn how to say, do you want to pop my cherry, daddy, in German?
It's horrible.
I think that, was this listener a female or a male? Do you know?
Maybe both.
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a couple.
Okay. Well, they were just so kind to us. And I love that they sent a little cherry. And then they sent us cherry flavored candy. And
very cute.
That was
I really
nice
do like this.
We'll have to try the chocolate on our next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be gone. Pop mine cherry, daddy.
Oh, my God, Josh.
Pop mine cherry, daddy.
So we should before Josh gets into his mystery, we have to talk about the audio thing that we had picked up in our last episode.
Oh, yeah, now, the devil.
Listeners, if you did not hear this, you'll have to go back and find it. Kim, do you remember what time it was?
I took it out. I didn't leave it in there.
Oh, why didn't you leave it in there?
Well, the first thing cool that because happens
because I didn't know what
no
it was.
Kidding, Kim. How dare you?
Which episode?
Well, here. How about this?
Is it the next week's episode or was it?
This it would have been the one that would have went out last Friday. Week when we're because we're recording this.
Well,
for
I
this
put it
week,
on
Kim.
Patreon. So.
Yes. So how about this, Kim?
Okay.
Right here, you will insert that clip so okay. that people can listen to it.
Yeah,
so let's listen to it right now.
They should have been at school.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You can be soon.
Just think if it had only snowed.
Okay. And let's listen terrifying. To it one more time.
You can be soon.
All right. Spooky. So I
okay. No.
I want to say, though, that we have never, ever picked up mm-mm. audio like that. And no. these mics and our board that's connected to them specifically designed to only pick up
what's
when
in
you,
front of them.
Yeah, what's right in front of you, and it will cancel out anything that doesn't sound like a voice.
Right, even when I lean back to cackle,
yeah,
like mm-hmm. it barely, it,
yeah,
yeah.
And so, like, if Kim were to fart, and it, even if it came out her front whoople,
and it's you don't not even know how many times she does, know.
You're not going to hear it. And what's great about that clip is that in the video. You can see that none of us are talking. Mm-hmm. You were looking at your paper for something.
Yeah, I was trying to catch my place.
Yeah, and it's so clear. And you didn't even mm-mm. like raise the volume of it. You know, like, when you watch
there,
these ghost shows, right. they're like, you know, clearing the audio, raising it up to 150.
If you listen and squint.
Yeah, it'll sound like poo.
I was doing that episode at night. It was after I had gotten off work, so it was getting later and later, you know.
Meal.
And I get to that, and I'm, you know, cutting stuff out as I go. And then I'm like, what was that?
Yeah.
So I backed it up, and I'm like, what is that? And I backed it up again and watched really close to our lips to make sure it wasn't one of us.
And her nipples got hard, like, and her goosebumps came.
No, and I'm like, oh, my God, what in the hell is that?
Yeah.
So I take a little video of it and send it to the guys in our group chat. And they're like, what is that? Did you send it to?
Yes. So I sent it to my Asian friend who I just mentioned, Jess, from Asian Madness. Because I knew that, you know, she can speak some languages. Yeah, I know. She could speak some languages that are from the Asian continent. But also she knows a lot of, like, she's heard a lot of other mm-hmm. Asian languages. And I was like, you know, if anyone could, like, figure out, because it doesn't sound English to all of us.
Right, it doesn't.
It doesn't sound English. It doesn't sound Spanish. It doesn't sound like any language I've heard regularly. So I was like, you know, if anyone would know an alternative language, it would probably be her. So I sent it to her that night, and I was like, hey, take a listen. And she goes, Shane, I have goosebumps right now. This is creeping me out. And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, we didn't do anything to this audio. I've never picked up stuff like this. And she goes, well, to me, it sounds like it's Hindi.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it might be a female, and they're singing in Hindi. And I thought, oh, well, I've never met or heard that language before. Right. So it didn't click to me. And then
not Bollywood.
Right. And then I sent it over to Wendy, who is in England.
Wendy, is this handy?
Right. No. I didn't give her any suggestions at all. Mm. I just said, hey, take a listen to this and see what you think. And she's like, oh, wow. And she's like, well, it's not English, but it sounds to me like Hindi. And I was like, okay, it might be Hindi if two different people are like, I think it sounds Hindi.
Did you send it to Chip?
No, I did not.
Oh.
And the reason I didn't is because when I'm friends with someone, I try to, like, not pass that barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, I hate when people do that to me, and I don't want to do it to other people. Like, we're friends. We're personal friends. You know, I don't have an alternative motive for our friendship.
Right.
Mm. I get it.
Yeah.
It would have been really interesting to hear what he had to say about it.
Yeah. But you also have to think that, you know, I would just rather respect our friendship than anything else. But I just think it's so weird. And, like, of course, I have a very, like, you know, scientific mind, and I always try to figure out what's the cause of this. So my first thought wasn't, oh, this must be a voice, you know.
Right.
My first thought was trying to rationalize, and I was like, okay, well, da-da-da-da-da. And none of that made sense. And also, we are underground, literally in the ground, in the middle of nowhere, Indiana. People. Like, we have no towns near us, no cities near us. We have one person who lives down the street from where we are located right now. So it's not like we're picking up sounds from outside.
Right.
Or anything like that. And there would not be cell phone service interference down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just not cell phone service reaching in this area.
Right.
And also, I'm not sure that those cell phone service wouldn't make that noise.
Right.
And the only other thing that one that I feel like I could argue is maybe it was radio interference. But again, I don't think the radio signal would come down here. There's no radio station in this area. The nearest one's on the other side of Wabash. Mm-hmm. So it would be a weak signal, second of all.
An Indian satellite flew directly
over. And
that's
it. Like, it's clearly not English. Right. So why would a local radio station be playing Hindi?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense. So
the only thing I could think of.
And it's so loud.
Right. The only thing I could think of is maybe it was a back feed from somebody's mic or something. But that doesn't even make sense.
No.
It's all, you know, in one.
Yeah. And also, though, it is.
Sounded
it's
like
clear.
Someone talking to like a crowd.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
At a mic.
I mean, it sounded to me like it was so clear. So it doesn't sound like, you know, background noise. But I want to try a little experiment right now. Okay. Let's pretend that was someone communicating. Okay. So this is going to be an experiment.
All right.
So I'm going to talk theoretically to this person, thing, object, whatever it is, if it's aliens or weather balloons, no matter what you are. If you would like to communicate, go ahead and talk right now.
I was waiting for someone to hit that button.
And no. Right? No. But that should give, maybe they'll hear, and maybe they would have said something.
Papa, can you hear me?
Now, I know when we put it on Patreon, I put it on Patreon to let them look at it. Of course, because the guys are such a jokester, you know, their first question was, is there any way that Shane or Josh could have put it in there just to mess with me?
They said me. They blamed me.
In the basement.
Right. And I'm like, no, because when we upload it all completely. Yeah. And if you had spliced something into
it,
I would see it.
And also, you were working on the raw file.
Right.
Like, we upload it straight from our recording equipment to that system.
Raw everybody.
Yeah, and Kim Raw dogs it.
Yeah.
So it's not like you would be looking at something that could have been edited prior or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
When she sent it to us, I had no idea about it.
I listened to it like two or three times before I finally took a video of it and sent it to you. And then I listened to it one more time, and I'm like, nope, I ain't doing it. And I cut it out.
The devil is a lie.
Because, I mean, it's a strange noise that I didn't know where it was coming from, and it wasn't relevant to what we were speaking about. So I cut it out, and I'm just like, I just got to keep going, and I had to get it out of my mind because I would have flipped out over it all night long.
That's how
it was
half of our mystery start. There was a strange noise that didn't know where it was coming from.
And that was the last time they ever heard from them. But I'm just thankful that we got that sound, and it was
very cool.
And it wasn't like
the gay one's gonna burn an album,
or you want to play a game, you know?
All right,
yeah, well, it's
even
very interesting.
Like the scariest, if it were like a child.
Oh yeah.
Hello, help me, come play with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, play with yourself. Get the hell out of here.
Or the worst possible. I'm a Republican. I'm just kidding, Republicans listening.
Stop listening to us,
you.
Please.
This is a dark entity. I don't know if I had the power to get rid of this.
If we can't make fun of
exercise
people, we're not having any fun.
The demons.
Exercise them demons.
Right.
Rest in peace, Richard.
All right, Josh, we are at 50 minutes, so you better give us your mystery.
We're at 50 minutes
already?
At
I'm telling you, when we just start blabbering, we're blabbering.
Picture it. You and your brother are herding cattle in a place called St. Martin's Land.
No. I ain't herding no cattle.
I ain't herding. We got a golf cart. No. A place called St. Martin's Land where the sun shines dimly as if in a perpetual state of twilight and everything is green. Suddenly, there is a loud noise that sounds like a giant church bell coming from deep within a cave. You and your sibling go to investigate, and in almost an instant, you are both now in a random hole in the ground, in a land that is blinding, as there is now a sun shining brightly in the sky. Allegedly, that is what happened to a pair of siblings in the 12th century in England in the village of Woolpit. This is all believed to have happened around 1135, 1154 during harvest time one year. Both children were found by villagers who were, let's say, a little shocked to see them.
No kidding.
The children spoke an unknown language. They wore strange clothing, and more shockingly, they both had green skin.
Hold on a minute. Do you notice the weird part about this story is that we pick up this weird language that no one had heard about, and he's over here sitting talking about this bull crap.
Talking about aliens.
Uh-huh.
Ectotesticles.
Speaking a language nobody ever heard of. And everyone thought it was hentai.
Right. That sounds good. What is that?
Right. That sounds like a good cream.
Well, villagers took the children in and tried to relieve some of their fears. I mean, just imagine.
As long as they're not Catholic.
Two lost kids who have no way to communicate or understanding of what these villagers are saying. That would be scary.
And no kidding.
Honestly, at that time, I'm surprised they weren't just instantly, you know, burned as witches. Oh, yeah. Something strange. It's the devil.
Right.
Kill it.
Were they female?
Male and female.
Oh, they probably would have just burned the woman then.
She's the devil.
Yeah.
But he might be Jesus.
She's talking too much.
Yeah. Get her.
A witch.
Well, along with the disorientation, the children also didn't seem to recognize any of the food that was offered to them. So for days, they turned away everything until one day they were offered raw bean pods, which they apparently recognized because they started eating them, you know, scarfing them down. But I mean, for days after they were found, and they were offered, you know, different meats and other turnips, whatever the hell I was going to say potatoes, but I don't think England had potatoes at that time. But yeah, they just, for days, turned away everything until they're, oh, is that raw bean pods? Oh, don't mind if I do.
Good.
Well, the children ended up staying in the village and soon adapted to normal food, and eventually they did lose the green color to their skin. As time went on, the girl grew quickly, but her younger brother wasn't so lucky. It was decided by the villagers that they would both be baptized, but shortly after, the boy died of an unknown illness.
Are you done?
I swear to God, Kim, my ADHD on this damn mic.
Go get the damn duct tape.
I'm trying to be fine. I'm like, what? This mic is staying straight.
He's over there playing with his willy whacker.
I know. It's going to fall off in a minute. I swear to God. It probably will.
God kills a kitten every time you do that.
I thought an angel lost its wings.
No, that's when a gay man gets on his knees for another man. God slaps an angel.
I have never heard that.
I got a lot of angels pissed off at me.
Lord,
who made up that?
I know just now.
Oh, God slaps an angel.
No, I've heard there is one about gay men. Like every time a gay man is with another man, God does something. But the first thing that I could think of was slaps an angel. And I just thought of there's some.
Hey, Gabriel.
Red-faced angel up in heaven just pissed. Right. Like, again, God, please.
No. Then the one assigned to Shane's like, I ain't never been slapped a day in my life.
Grandma's probably up there doing the slapping now. Come here.
My grandson's a sore. It's a little. Well, eventually the girl did learn how to speak English, and that's when the story about St. Martin's land with the low light and green everything came about. It was all allegedly her own account about how they ended up in Woolpit.
Mm.
I did find a little excerpt from what she said. It reads, "The sun does not rise upon our countrymen, or land is little cheered by its beams. We are content with that twilight, which among you precedes the sunrise or follows the sunset. Moreover, a certain luminous country is seen not far distant from your own, and divided from it by a very considerable river." So there is sunlight allegedly there, but it's, you know, like after the sun has set when there's still light, but you can no longer see the sun, but that perpetually.
What year did you say this was?
Believed to have been between 1135, 1154, but sometime in the 12th century.
So back then, I don't know if you guys know this, but they didn't have vacuums, of course. So in order for them to clean any type of carpet, they would have to bring it out and put it on like a line or something.
Whack it with one of those.
Yeah, they would take this big stick and they would womp it.
Yeah. Waka waka. Harder.
Do you get it, Josh? They would womp it.
Womp it.
Womp it.
Womp it. And wompolus.
Isn't that the name of the thing that you're talking about?
Oh, wool pit.
Oh, they'd whoop it. That works too. Pit. They'd whoop it.
Town is named after and where the children are found by, they used to have wolf pits.
Oh, so it's called Wolf Pit.
The pits are called Wolf Pits, and that's what the town's named after, but the town is called Woolpit.
Woolpit.
You know, it's the British. They had to combine it.
I still like my joke.
Yeah, I didn't know. I've never even heard of
Woolpit. Woolpit, Cam, Woolpit.
When you think of England, you don't think of wolves, but apparently there used to be a lot of wolves there, but they were all
killed off over
years of hunting.
Yeah.
They were killing the livestock and the people. Oh, and she also says that the country, wherever it was, even though they came through the cave, you could still see our world from it.
Hmm.
And it was, the only thing between us was a considerable river. So like, Well, it is believed that the girl was employed as a housekeeper for several years in her adolescence, where she was reportedly very wanton and impudent. She did eventually marry a royal official named Richard Barr and allegedly chose the name Agnes for herself. Can you imagine choosing that name?
Agnes.
No offense if you are an Agnes.
That's quite beautiful.
It's a lovely name.
We love that name.
But I've noticed a lot of...
Out of all the names.
I noticed a lot of old-fashioned names are starting to come back.
Oh, yeah. I love the name Vivian. Vivi. I'd go, hello, Vivi.
I've never even met someone named Vivian.
Oh, I love it.
I'm not sure that I have either.
One of my favorite movies.
Really, Josh?
What's it called?
That favorite.
Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood. There.
Oh,
go.
That is a good one.
I was thinking
one.
Traveling Pants. It's the same artwork.
Yeah.
I had a lady come in at work the other day, and her name was Felicia. And the only thing I could think out of is when she was walking out the door was yelling, Felicia!
But you know damn well that she gets that all the time.
I would have, you know, au revoir, les Felicias. Spend it up a little bit.
I have a Jewish friend. I'm sorry. That was the joke. No. But I have I have a really good Jewish friend. And one day we were all hanging out and he was like, you know, as a Jewish person, I really hate the Jewish jokes because everyone always does these things about, you know, burning people in fires and stuff. And I was like, Yeah, that would get annoying. And also, it's very insensitive. I don't know anyone who would joke to people who are Jewish about that. And he's just like, you'd be really surprised.
I'm so happy because when you said Jewish jokes, I instantly started thinking about like, oh, how could a joke about bagels and schmear or, you know, retiring in Florida.
Right.
Like my first thought wasn't even, oh, to make a...
I got right. you. Like, not horrible, a Holocaust joke, yeah. but a...
I'm thinking like from the nanny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Like, why do Jewish men love bagels? Because their wives never give them anal and the closest...
That's what I was talking about.
Josh, your mind went dirty? That's so surprising.
Right? He so never does unique. That.
No, one of my favorite Jewish terms, and what if I was Jewish, I would want to be, is a Jap. Which sounds horrible, but do you guys know what it is?
No.
A Jap, Jewish American princess.
Oh.
And it's someone, a Jewish woman who has given up the idea of, you know, true love and has traded it for a nice home and vacations. And, you know, she doesn't work. Kind of like a Jewish stay-at-home mother, but more upper class, like. That's what I would want to be.
I'm just imagining like meeting someone who identifies as that and, you know, just me just asking, so what's your, you know, cultural background or heritage or whatever?
I'm a Jap.
You know? Yeah. And they're like, I'm a Jap. And they're like, you look and you're just thinking.
You don't look Japanese.
You do not look Japanese.
Well, that's how I saw it.
And then they're like, no, I'm Jewish.
There's a comedian I follow, Jessica something or other. But she's Jewish, and she was doing, like, crowd work. And she's, like, you know, asking this lady, and what do you do? And you could see her in the video. She said, I'm a Jap. And that was my first thought. You don't look Japanese to me. But the comedian, who is also Jewish, was like, oh, anybody who doesn't know, this means she doesn't work. But she lives extremely comfortably.
That would be nice.
Instead of orgasm, she has vacations and nice big jewelry.
Yeah. I mean, I could do that.
I mean, if someone forced me to do it, I wouldn't.
If someone has to, I guess I will take one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Although not really, because...
You're taking one for all the teams, Josh.
Yeah. But isn't that a... Jewish people don't have anal sex?
I've never heard that.
You guys don't know that.
I've never heard anyone
ask
say
your
that.
Friend.
I would if my phone wasn't being used.
My
right
brother
now.
Would like to know.
So do Jewish people have butt sex? I'll ask him.
Can we continue? Because I'm very peaty on my leg.
Rain,
stop it.
Flowing rivers, ocean stop waves. Trickle down. Well, I couldn't find anything more about Agnes Barr, just of her husband, who was a medieval English justice, clergyman, and scholar who worked in the royal service of King Henry II and Richard I.
He was what?
An English justice, clergyman, and scholar. He went to law school. Well, he went to law school, and he worked in the royal service of King Henry II and King Richard I.
Yeah, I mean, English people love their titles.
Oh, I know.
And so this is like
10 mile an hour.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, I'm a da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, I have literally no idea what that means.
I'm the first bucket of York and Hamptonshire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Second Duke of Birmingham title.
Of Wumpington.
Well, there's
Wolfton or whatever you say.
Well, over there, you know, Salisbury is... A name, not just
a
diced
steak.
Up meat and brown gravy. So that always...
That was lunch day. Like, oh, my favorite lunch days.
Lord Salisbury. I'm like, oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Second with potatoes.
I'm Lord Biscuits and Gravy. You're nice right. to meet you.
I mean, I could do that.
Lady Buttercrumpet. Sorry,
I'm going to change Josh's name on my phone.
You Lady Buttercrumpet.
Lady Buttercrumpet.
Put that on my grinder.
There you go.
Well, I've noticed there is anybody who's British or Australian on the app ups instead of saying like, you up, or, you know, you want some no strings attached, you know, anything like that. They will say, you keen, like, mm-hmm. you keen for fun. And a few weeks ago, a man messaged me and was like, nice tits, you keen. And I was like, oh, British. He was like, yeah, how'd you know? I was just a good guess.
And that was on Christian Mingle?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I am a white Christian woman. I love Jesus and America, where mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. God was born and raised.
And it's going to be our next president.
Yes. And he has come back to us. Try not to cry, because these people don't believe this shit.
All right. Well, I told you I went to that one cult church, and they did. Yeah. They were talking about how he was a second coming.
Because I like to wear little slutty panties and get plowed by men.
Right.
Now God is coming back to put me in a camp.
Remind me.
Can't go to Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A.
I have a good story.
That's where they'll put all the gays, the non-white, and the women.
They'll lobotomize us and make us work at Chick-fil-A. I'm still spitting the food. Even with a lobotomy, I believe.
Well,
I don't know why, but I hate this.
Remind me on Unmask. I have a good story.
Okay.
Doubt it.
Right.
Wouldn't feel like it.
She probably won't remember.
Now, one theory for all the realists out there is that the children were lost and disoriented Flemish immigrants who had lost their parents and had green skin due to malnourishment.
Oh, wow.
Got the scurvy. Made sure. Them give them an orange. Being Flemish would explain why no one recognized their language and clothes, but not why they didn't eat the other food until days later when they were given the beans. You would think that kids so malnourished that they were green would have eaten anything offered to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're that hungry, just right. the smell of anything hot, like even just the smell of a boiled potato, you're like, oh, that's, your mouth starts watering.
Right.
All those years of anorexia taught me what starvation's like.
Right.
White privilege. Talk about. Other theories are that there actually is another land where the sun dimly shines and that the children were guided here by the bells coming out of a cave. Agnes said that their home was similar to our own land, but that it was separated by that huge river. Historical theorists believe that St. Martin's land could have been underground or part of a different dimension. There are even some people who believe that the children were from another planet, or for a while, our own moon. There were several, you know, I think just trying to sell stories of, you know, all the green children fell from our moon back then, you know, back when Earthlings thought that the moon had aliens. And was made of cheese.
Right.
Other folklorists have pinpointed out the fact that the children only ate beans after they were first discovered. And throughout history, beans have been known as the food of death. And in many cultures, beans are associated with the dead. Whatever the case, if two green children suddenly appeared on your doorstep, would you let them in?
No.
Me either.
First off, if you don't send me a text message, you ain't getting my... You don't even
No, I'm blank glass.
That's like when someone starts knocking on the door and then you're like, jump behind the couch. Who is it? What do they want?
Oh, yeah. I would do... Someone knock on my door. No text?
No. I'm the same way. Leave a note.
No, the only person that knocks on my front door is the people who live next door.
I know, Kim. They're always using the back door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the door I go in and out of, but not in the way you
Kim's think. Not Jewish.
The notches on the bedpost aren't as deep if it's in the back door.
Oh my God.
I started Why with a bedpost, but now I sleep on a toothpick.
Oh my God.
You should see all the details. Like Jesus, I too am a carpenter.
She's a beat. Josh is on one today.
Oh, Lord. He'd like to be. Mm-hmm.
It's the day is still young.
Hello.
War Bless Your Heart this week comes from two sisters in Toledo, Ohio. I feel like a news reporter. This year on September 15th, they celebrated their 102nd birthday together, surrounded by their entire family, who flew in from all over the country. Marilyn Wright and Madeline Casper were born in 1922 and are identical twins.
Wow.
Between the pair, they have a total of 13 children and have remained close throughout their lifetime.
Holy smokes.
Describing themselves as two peas in a pod.
Aww.
Madeline said that since her sister lost her hearing, that they can no longer speak to each other. But since then, Madeline's eyes have began to deteriorate, so now she can't see. So she said that I am her ears and my sister is my eyes now.
Mm.
I think that's so cute.
That is cute.
Despite the usual pains and losses of living in a 102-year-old human body, both sisters remain in good health and are both as sharp as a tack. They even have a birthday message to everyone, which is, be kind to your neighbor. Just show kindness. Don't hate. The word hate should be out of the dictionary.
Agreed.
There you have it. Words of wisdom from not one, but two 102-year-old elders. Marilyn and Madeline, bless both of your hearts. And how special to have lived such a long and happy life with a literal identical shadow along your side the whole way.
Is that a Guinness Book of World Records?
I'm not certain. Whenever I see like a news article or something, I'll screenshot it so I remember, and then I forget it exists, and then...
You're scrolling through the penises, and all of a sudden there's a screenshot
literally,
of the
I
good story.
Literally, I was deleting dicks. I'm like,
What's this? Words.
I think I have that one already. Like, what? Why are there old people? I'll make that one. Literally, no exaggeration.
I would think that has to be really close. I would think that would have to be.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, just imagine. That's one of the things I find most interesting about having a twin is, you know, life is long and difficult, and but you, I mean, from the time you're born, maybe a few minutes apart, until, you know, you're both dead, you have a companion the whole way that looks exactly like you. Although I do think it's a little much when I've seen a lot of identical twins who will marry identical twins, so then there's two couples that look exactly the same, and then they have children who are cousins, but biologically they're siblings. Like if they were to do an ancestry test, they'd be like, oh no, this is your sibling because you are from, which it's just a little too medieval Britain royal family incest type of. And that's always my first thought too. I'm like, they gotta be swapping,
because
that's what I would do, especially because my luck, identical twin brothers, except one has 8 inches and the other one has 3. I'm the sad sister with the 3-inch brother. If that was me, ridiculous. I'd be tricking my brother. All right. No, I'm my sister.
Right.
Her areolas don't look like bologna.
Stay in mind.
What's your closing, Josh? And then I have some words of wisdom to close us out.
Well, we want to give a huge thank you to all of our new patrons. I forget what we're up to get
5
before we get Kim. So we need 10 more to get Kim into drag. I'm waiting till I...
And we're going to do it live.
I'm waiting to style that wig. And follow us on our Patreon for bonus episodes of Unmasked and insights into our personal lives. You can gain access to direct messaging, cooking videos, and occasional Patreon-exclusive live events featuring games, mysteries, and prizes, and that's where we'll be putting Kim in drag, too. That's at Mystery Inc. on Patreon. And don't forget our website at itsmysteryinc.com, where you can see our past episodes, buy our merchandise. We have necklaces, tumblers, coffee cups, Amazonite necklaces, and dicks, little crystal dicks.
You name it, we got it.
And don't forget to send us a postcard to P.O. Box 690, Wabash, Indiana, 46992. That ain't
yeah, right. But I have some words of wisdom to close us out.
Let it be.
There is one thing that you can whisper in all three of our ears. It's two words, and if you whisper it into our ears, it gets our motor running. Do you want to know what it is?
Direct deposit.
No. This is what it is. Women's rights.
Women's rights.
There we go. Bye.
Holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.